It just seems to get worse every day. More civilians, U.S. and NATO soldiers, and Taliban killed and wounded. Canada now, after the Netherlands, pulling out of the fight. U.S. ally Pakistan tired of drone missile attacks on its territory and pulling back from cooperation with Washington. And confusion and doubts about the U.S. strategy in Afghanistan at the highest levels of the U.S. government. As the war, the longest in American history, enters its 10th year, the White House is frustrated and divided over how it's going. The Pentagon and the White House continually hold briefings saying that there's progress in three-quarters of the country. But if you look at what's going on the ground in Afghanistan, that case is hard to make. 536 NATO troops, mostly Americans, have been killed this year, more than the previous 8 years combined. The number of civilians killed is estimated in the tens of thousands, and the strength of the Taliban, U.S. officials admit, is growing despite Obama's troop surge. Add to that the price tag, well over $1 trillion, the fact that popular opinion in the United States has turned against the war, and according to Afghan analyst Carl Osgood, there's no end in sight. Even if Obama claims he can start pulling troops out by the middle of next year, Osgood says that's highly unlikely, given Obama's inability to win the support of the Afghan people, the resurgence of the Taliban, and now reported negotiations between Karzai and the Taliban for a possible political resolution.
There are reports that the Taliban, along with the other main insurgent grouping, the Haqqani Network, are actually increasing their influence in the north. But all I see is that it's continuing. It actually looks like what it will lead to is just this long-term, decades-long involvement.
The war is dragging on so long, many of the soldiers fighting it for the United States were barely out of grade school when it started. Many on the street say they think invading Afghanistan was a mistake and the U.S. should get out now, reflecting polls which show most Americans think there's no way to win the conflict.
It was a mistake to go in there in the first place in that way. And I don't know how we're going to extricate ourselves from it right now, but it clearly is not working.
There just doesn't seem to be a clear strategy.
We definitely need to pull our troops out.
As a British person, I think, you know, we wonder why the American troops and the British troops are still there.
The White House is not commenting on Karzai's talks with the Taliban, because the Taliban insist now on a full U.S.-NATO troop pullout before they'll go along with any kind of peace agreement, the prospect for a resolution is dim, according to most analysts here. Meanwhile, U.S. military generals warn of more bloodshed and battles to turn the tide. And now some generals are saying that foreign forces will be in the country well into 2014 and probably beyond. Mike Kellerman, Press TV, Washington.